Location. Location is the most important thing when it comes to real estate. At least that's what everyone says. And I agree. But to me, locations have to be evaluated not based on geography alone, but based on how they measure up in relation to supply and demand. After a location has met the criterion of being in an area with good employment prospects and a growing population, I look for a few important physical features that experience has shown to be valuable. Great locations have drive-by visibility. The more cars that pass by your property and see your "for rent" sign, the better your chances of success. Drive-bys are one of the most effective forms of advertising and certainly one of the most cost-efficient. Great locations possess a rare quality. There's a one-of-a-kind quality about great locations that you can't find everywhere. Our Portland project was one of the only waterfront properties left in a wildly popular area. It was an island waiting to be found. That's the rare quality I'm talking about. Great locations are in demand. Some investors think they can't afford to even look at property in the hot locations. I hear this often at Rich Dad seminars. But the truth is, affordability is everywhere, even in the hottest neighborhoods, if you buy the property based on operational performance and not on the sale price. You'll be hearing more about this concept a little later, but for now, know that you should never rule out A-plus neighborhoods. Take another look at these three characteristics of great locations, and what you find is that they add up to one simple truth. Great locations are low in supply and high in demand. This is at the heart of your market evaluation. Be realistic with your analysis and look at the future of the market with a keen eye on the present. Property investing should pay off now and later. The first step in buying right is knowing your market better than anyone else. Focusing your market. After all the evaluation is said and done, you should be armed with the information you need to narrow your market. Earlier, we talked about goal setting. Let's say your goal is to acquire 1 8-unit property in the Phoenix metro area within the next 12 months that will generate at least $4,000 of average annual income over the next 5 years. After listening this far, you should now be thinking that the Phoenix metro area as a market is way too broad and that it should be narrowed considerably. As you learn more about your own market, you will find yourself continually refining your goal and your search. That's perfectly fine. This gradual focusing is necessary, and those who can't do it effectively find this type of work, well, a lot of work. So let's now refine our market to Scottsdale. That's much better. And we'll focus it even further to the Old Town area, a submarket of Scottsdale. I now know that my property choices will be in the hundreds, not in the tens of thousands. Do you see what I mean about a lot of work? Focusing your market makes things manageable. Finding your diamond in the rough. Identifying investment property is like dating. You want to make sure you choose wisely because you will be committing time, energy, and money. You'll be putting your heart into the effort and have big dreams of where things may lead. Maybe a long-term commitment, maybe marriage. Dating just anyone, like targeting any old property, can be a huge time waster and even cost you a lot of money. I speak from experience on both counts. In real estate investing, you can see that choosing wisely involves setting a goal, building your team, and evaluating your market. There's a lot of preparation required before you actually select a property, and what you are looking for isn't necessarily the winner of the beauty pageant, but a diamond in the rough. This is the one with the most potential, and potential, as you'll see later, means bottom line dollars. Time and time again, investors start at this stage. They work on finding a property and completely skip the preparation work. This is why the word risk is so often associated with real estate. Selecting the property should come only after you have assembled a team to assist you, decided upon your goal, and have done the work of identifying a market or submarket. Never should have come before. It requires a level of trust, but like I always say, trust but verify. By now you have found your market and a submarket or submarkets within it. The next step is finding the property that will achieve your income and profitability goals within your chosen area. This section and the one that follows are critical to your success in this business, because this audiobook isn't about just buying property. It's about buying property right. For the right price, in the right area, with the right expectation to achieve your goal. This is the only way I buy, and the reason is simple. When you buy right, you spend your days tending a garden rather than digging out rocks. Life is too short.